So it's interesting. When was the temple destroyed? Because in their minds, the temple was destroyed in the year 1096. B'yud Aleph l'machzor renu. It's very interesting. They put in the time here. It's, in other words, they wanted people to know the Kina. This is not the Kina of historical events. Like we say, the Kina are all current events, but this was a real current event. In the 11th year of the 256th cycle, we know that we have a mini cycle of 19 years. Every 19 years. That's why so most people, they're Hebrew and English, this birthday are on the same date when they're 19. If you don't want to let people know how old you are, so when you turn, you know, 57, and you want people to think you're 47, don't tell them your Hebrew and English date or work out on the same, because that's a dead giveaway that you are in a multiple of 19. But so in the 256th cycle, if you start, you can do the math. Anybody wants to pull out the calculator after Tisha B'Av. So 256, the 11th year of the cycle, means it was a leap year. The 11th year is always a leap year. But anyway, so that's when it happened. Chayalot Zinu, the armies, they were marching. Remember the Crusades, the killing of the Jews was just like a byproduct. This was the Christians to capture Israel from the infidels, from all the Muslims, right? That's what they were doing. They were marching to Israel. Mekomam pinu, they left their places, ka'arbet. They were like locusts, like, you know, swarming. Terep b'kshuv ulayhu kasha, they wanted to rip us apart, to find our children. Yiratam kishkashu otot hikishu, they took their cross. They lifted up their cross, oti ikshu. Kofer ma'asu, you couldn't bribe them. You see, at least, you know, in Eastern Europe, you can bribe, like, you know, in Poland and Russia, if you know the right, that's how Jews used to work. I mean, that's the way it was. That's the, unfortunately, whatever. If that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. But when you're fighting a religious enemy, they don't take bribes, in a sense, to their credit. In other words, they're, when a person truly believes in something, so money is not going to interfere. When you can pay somebody money, it means, you know, that's, so in a sense, so that's what we say. Kofer masu, we tried to bribe them. Didn't work. Binefashot chamasu, they wanted to kill us. That's all they wanted. Leviyai bosasu konei, our levim, our kohanim. Again, referring to elements in the base of English. Being a levi or a kohen in 1096 is not really that relevant. Like it's not, they get an extra aliyah once in a while. It's not really relevant, but they're putting the imagery of the temple. You see, this is very important. What do we say? The Jewish people were belimumim, had no defects. They were perfect. Tmimim, pure. Metemis, they were blameless. By 1096, the notion of the keynote has changed. Whereas in the year 150, referring to that, we can say it's our fault, we sin, sinat chinam. You know, there's a limit. How much punishment do we have to get for how much sin? So by 1096, the theme is, God, we're perfect. We're very good. We're tzaddikim. We keep talking. Yeah, we're not. No one is 100% perfect. But as much as can be expected of human beings, we're very good, God. You have no right to do this. It's not that we're in the time of the temple. We're 1,000 years later. How long is the exile going to go? Shachov ashlech arum lachlech. These people who were pure were thrown into the streets, again, without any burial, like we saw in the Sarah Harugin Malchut. Ovrei b'chol pelach, they went to every city, Chel Yarev, Yarmelech, to fight our God, v'radu b'felach, and they attacked us in our city. Priyav u'primad, that's by a metzora. They had to let their hair grow, covered their mouths, that was a sign of mourning. A metzora had the halach as a mourner. Al torat mimah, we're mourning for the loss of the purity of the Torah, the pure faith that they had in Ashkenaz. Sar biyad rama hamusukan truma nas lahachmima. They took their idols. The enemy took sar biyad rama with the. They uplifted their hand to wipe us out. Kol batei knesiot ubatei tushiot. They wiped out our shuls, our study halls. Rachmaniot bideyem nekiot zivchei riot. The merciful ones, the one who had mercy with clean hands, were sacrificed on Ola Riyah. Zichei Riyot were sacrificed to God. Shlamim Volot, again, the total imagery of the temple. Shlamim Volot, the Korban Shlamim, the Korban Ola, Chatanim, the Kalot, the brides and the grooms. They, you know, came in the wedding chuppah. Todot u'blilot bachurim u'bitolot. A korban todah, the blilot is the mixture, mixing in the oils with the flower offerings. Bachurim u'bitolot, the youth and the young men and the women, betovekilot, and the best of our communities were killed. Achim gam yachad, brothers together, nishpach damam kechad. Their blood was thrown down like one. Ken achayot bepachad b'yirat shem ha-miyuchad l'tevach echad. So too are the sisters in fear, saying the name of God. They maintain their fear of God, shem ha-miyuchad l'tevach echad. They join together in slaughter. Hogei milchamot mot sefer, those who were engaged in the wars of Torah. You know, when you study Torah and we're arguing or analyzing, that's called a milchamta shel Torah. The wars of the Torah, those are positive wars. Neshef, Betzeref, in the morning, in the evening. Chekim, Reshefer, Malech, Atzat, Sefer, Vayei, Shokel, Sefer. Where is the people, our Sofrim? Where are those who counted the letters of the Torah? Where is all those people? Hayitazot Meyaz, was it ever this bad? Did we ever have this before? Allah Amaz, that a nation with so much, as a strength, but it's chutzpah and desecration, Lashmidu was. They had the audacity to wipe us out. And we know the stories, they with like in the Holocaust, you know, they put them in a house and they burned down the whole house, they chop off it. And they were not, this was a sideshow. You see, it had nothing to do with the Jews. They were on the way to Israel. But, you know, if we can kill a few Jews in the meantime, Usapam Nawaz and the strong nation gathered to destroy us from the Lord. Bikesh Eker, Rakla, Korvala Ker. They did it. Why did they do it? Bikesh Rakla, just to destroy us. It wasn't like, that's what we hate against the Amalek. It wasn't like we're, the Palestinians, whatever you want to say, there's a lot of, they do, it's awful. They're, but in theory, on some level, they have some kind of an argument with us. They claim, you know, rightly or wrongly, but that we stole their land. There's some, we can understand why they're fighting against us. But here, there's no purpose. Rak, that's much worse. That's Amalek. That's why we hate Amalek more. We went nowhere. I'm one of them all, we can understand. Or the Shiva Amim, we can understand. We can't understand Amalek. Rak la kor la ker. Bekavar amim shaker, yazam hazar la ker, velo legarim, the boker. They wanted to wipe us all out with lies and deceit. Mekayem habrit. But God, who remembers the covenant, you left over a remnant, like we call the survivors of the Holocaust, the Sherit, a Pleita, Kesar Sharit, Yedidit, Ivrit, you were our friend. Again, the notion of a Yedid, Richem Achrit, you had mercy, you didn't let us be totally destroyed. As I said, we rebuilt the communities. The Yesh Tikva Lacharit, and there's hope in the future. This, of course, is a reference to Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah on Rachel Mevakal Baneha. We read on Rosh Hashanah that Rachel is crying for her children. Rachel is a symbol. We didn't do that Kina, but Rachel is a symbol of concern and crying and sacrifice for the welfare of the Jewish people. So God says, V'yesh tikva l'acharitech, there's hope in the future, and that's, of course, why the Israeli national anthem is known as Hatikva, I assume. Lovesh, Lovesh Nekama, Ura V'chuma, God who is avenged the death. That's what we say every Shabbos. V'nakam, I can't think of it. I don't have the Siddur open. V'chira Mato Alav, V'nakam, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Niyaf HaRachmin. V'nikem Ad Mato, that God should take out the anger, the vengeance. Harim Shivdikuma Yadim Yadim Bekviyot Machatrot Rachavachalarba Ushinat Kama Al Mekoma, and let the divine presence rest. But you see, again, they had no hesitation to equate the Crusades with the destruction of the temple. They were equally bad, the worst. And that's, of course, that's what we say all the time. We always point out the Holocaust. There's nothing wrong with the, as a matter of fact, it's correct. Say the Holocaust was worse than the destruction of the temple. It is worse. The Gemara actually talks about that the Beis HaMikdash is an Abelus Yishana. That's a sort of halachically. In other words, it's an old, how long? We're not really mourning the destruction of the temple anymore. That's old news. How long do we mourn the destruction of the temple? We're mourning, as I said earlier, because we're sinning, we're mourning our current tragedies. But the Abelus of the Churban, the Gemara says Abelus Yishana, we have to mourn a little, but it's old Abelus. Rahman al-Islam, when a relative dies, so the Gemara says that's an Abelus Chadasha. That's a new mourning. That's more intense. In other words, it's understood. A person feels that more than he feels the loss of the Mikdash. We don't feel the loss of the Mikdash as much. But if you lived in 1097, when you were alive and your family was killed, and you survived, you felt it. Just like those who are alive and in this room, who went through the war, who lost many of their relatives. It's very real. So Tisha B'Av is real. It should be focused on those type of tragedies, because that will speak to us more. That will elevate it. That can hopefully can inspire us in a way that has to inspire us to do tshuva as hard as it might be. Okay, we'll take a break. The next kina we'll do, getting a little late, is okay. Siona Teretzvi. I think that's the one we'll do. Page 121. Let me find it. What's it called? Sion Ateretsu. Okay, this kina, which we'll do part of it, where we have towards the end of the kinot of Zion, the kinot for the loss of Jerusalem, the most famous one, the one we did last year, on Zion Halot Hishali of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. But these talk of the yearning in the Middle Ages, really, these were the paitanim of the Middle Ages who were yearning to return to Israel. You should know that many of the Balei HaTosfot, Rav Yechiel Rav Yechiel from Paris, led a few hundred of the Balei HaTosfot to Israel. There was an attempt to settle. That's the famous, you know, Tosfot Ben Suvas, Rav Chaim Cohen, that he felt there was no mitzvah then to live in Israel. The whole For another time, but many of the Balei had it wasn't just they yearned for Israel. They tried to go. Many of the great rabbis tried to go. Some succeeded. Some didn't. The Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the legend has it. I don't know if it's historically true. You know, he was killed at the Kotel when he finally made it to Israel. But they had this yearning. Because after their galut wasn't so great, it wasn't had done, but it wasn't so pleasant to live in Europe. If you live in Canada, so your urging to go to Israel is a lot less. Good, thank God. But you know, you lived in Europe, it was a little bit different. But these great rabbis would most likely want to go, even if they lived in Canada. It wasn't to escape Europe, I mean, that helps. But it was really their love of Eretz Yisrael, their understanding that only in Israel can Torah be fully implemented. So you have a whole series of kinot on the how beautiful Jerusalem is and how beautiful it's meant to be and how much of it is lost and what will be. As it says in the Gemara, that whoever didn't see the Beis HaMikdash in its glory has never seen a beautiful building in their life. So we've seen many beautiful buildings. Hard for us to imagine. So of course we know it was a beautiful building, but a beautiful building is more than its sticks and stones. It's the atmosphere it creates. Everybody knows you can have a home which is very big, but you don't have a good feeling. You know, it just doesn't feels empty. It feels like it's creaky, you know, from one end to the other. It takes a half an hour to walk, you know. And you can have a smaller home, but it feels like a real home. You feel the simcha. So the Beis HaMikdash was a very beautiful building. It's hard to say that there were no other beautiful buildings. You never saw a beautiful building. It meant when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Jewish people coming together, the love, the concern we felt for one another, that was so beautiful. It wasn't, I don't think the Gemara just only means, it also means, that it doesn't only mean the beauty of the temple, and that can only be created in Israel. Because only in Israel can you set up a government that is run off Torah, can you run an army off Torah, can you run an economy according to the laws of the Torah. Only in Israel can we fully implement the ways of the Torah. That's the beauty of Jerusalem. We only have half the Torah in Chutzah. Shabbos and Kashrut, very important. The Taras and Mishpacha, very, very important. But it's only half the Torah. It's only the private aspects of the Torah. The Sefer Dvarim that we just started reading is basically the public aspect, to set up a government, to set up everything. So that we're missing. Tzion at Teretz Tzvi, at the bottom of page 121. Tzion is a beautiful crown. Simchat Hamonech, the joy of your nation, Shalom Kinarchi Me'etadonech, and a place that's supposed to be flowing with peace. Yerushalayim, the year of Shleimut, peace, Shalom, and Shleimut. Machay Eilei Shchakim Asher Shomrim Lechomot V'Chayal, the angels that are overseeing the walls of Jerusalem. Laila Yom Yidrushun Shalom L'Machanat. Every day we daven for Jerusalem. Every day we pray to come back in peace to Yerushalayim. Even those who are spread in the four corners of the earth, they seek out Jerusalem. The Gemara says that we have to make a zechar l'mikdash. We have to remind them at a wedding, the Gemara says every day, when you build a house in Chutz Laretz, you're supposed to leave 18 inches or 24 inches by 24 inches, an amma by an amma, unplastered, ugly. When you walk in the house, ugh, how come the rest of the house is all fancy, schmancy, like wallpaper and paint, and this is all ugly and disgusting? So you're supposed to say, because we don't have a base of mikdash, I can't build a full house. You're supposed to leave an amma by an amma in every house. When you have the Gemara says a woman should never go out with all her jewelry. When you make a wedding, we have, of course, all the remembrances. We have to make Azek Kerlemigdash, because the Gemara quotes Patuk, Sion he, Zion he, ain't Doresh la. Nobody cares about Zion. Nobody cares about Israel. They're too busy making money. Nobody cares about Israel. So that means you have to care about Israel. So the Chachami made laws to remind us about Israel. So I just mentioned all the sad laws about Israel. There are also happy laws to remember. There are halachas to remember the happiness. So we take a lula for 7 days. It only says in Torah for 1 day. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they took a lula for 7 days. So we have to remember Jerusalem that we don't have, but we also have to remember Jerusalem as it was in its glory. And we have to recreate Jerusalem in its glory. So we do, many of our takanot are not just to remember the sadness, to remember the happiness of Jerusalem. So that's what it says, Heim Dorshei Shlomech. The people are seeking after Yerushalayim. Benotayich Ubanayich, your sons and daughters. Shochnei Kvarim, those who are in the graves, they're waiting for the day of salvation. Chiyas Hameitim, coming back. They'll be resurrected. And I call out to God that I call out to God like a bird sitting on the tree. Shalom Tzion Nebeit Tzedek. Again, we saw before the notion of peanut tzedek. Jerusalem has to be the center of justice. That's what Jerusalem is. Jerusalem is only meaningful when we have proper justice. V'shalom alaych elech v'chomot yikar abnei pnimech. And the stones, shalom alaych elech v'chomot yikar abnei pnimech. The stones of Jerusalem are worth more than pearls. Naomi Shemer, who, as you all know, passed away, a few weeks ago. So yeshav anim, what that was her words, right? Yeshav anim. Imlev shel Adam v'yesh anashim imlev evanai. I'm sorry, I don't have the words right. There are people who have a heart of stone, and there are stones that have a heart of people. A stone can be more sensitive than a person. So I'm not saying she got it here in the Kina, but that's what we say in the Kina. The stones of Jerusalem are more beautiful and more precious than the pearls that we can wear. And we know how Yerushalayim stone does have a certain beauty to it. Everybody who's been in Yerushalayim knows what I'm talking about. Shalom le'eretz Tzvi. Hello to the land of Israel, the great. Shalom lechol hagvul Gilad v'Shomron, lechol yeter Shechinah, all the environs of Israel. Tzion lefanim aloyiti yifat mareh. Zion was a beautiful city, Ech nafu l'shchor. How did it turn into a black city? How do we have mourning and desolation? Kibnav malachim yakarati tilav ech shachtech agriyach halatzach mevnaich. The sons of kings wore beautiful clothes, right? The fancy clothes. What happened? They're all ripped apart. The galut. Lachmi anacha. Instead of a bread that we ate, we have mourning. Beit hadi efer tachat per. Instead of efer and per, when you notice how the words are spelled the same, all they do is they rearrange the letters. Efer is dust and ashes. So we have dust and ashes instead of per. Per is beautiful. Per. So instead of per, we have efer. Efer shta yegoni ala yegonach. I cry out to God, my cup of suffering. Kumi v'nisa nehi, let's cry out together. Nifkat ma'ot kayam, again, we'll cry like the sea. Yizlu narot l'mei ne'inai inach. Alam v'ntayich asher halach yedidech. Jerusalem is like a widow, like we said in Echa. Huach rid v'rov akos v'rich v'naich, edei ra yafyach akorach m'shorim b'shir. I want to see the singing, the beautiful activities that went on. Edech zeh, when will my eyes see akoramach v'naich? So I can call the people. I call the birds. The city of David, of David HaMelech and Shlomo, his son, should be built. They were the ones who laid the foundations, of course, to the Yerushalayim that we are davening for. This is the sanctuary unto God, the resting place of God, and the yom and the place where God can go into His garden. Sham shulchan u'minarah. Now we're going through the vessels of the temple, Aron Brit, etc. Mitzbechet, Rosh Hashanah. Skip a few lines. Echad b'shana panim alach lechadrei tzvir. Once a year, we went into the inner chambers. That's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Hevi katorat melokum sov echamnach. He brought in the special incense. Kidav kanev chover shape samim, all the special his spices. Apa levim asher shomrim sharim, the levim who guard the place. Kama shomrim shir bepel kover enach, those who sing with their mouths. Negdam b'nei mamad archin tefilah, the anshei hamamad, that's what I refer. Those are the Jews corresponding to the 24 groups of Kohanim. They used to daven. B'lu yalem unach b'chol panei b'chol pam. We had to go up to the temple three times a year to visit. Bach haNeviim halo hayu besodel. The prophets had the secrets of God. Bach hakmetuwa, the 70 elders, etc., etc. Artzech melea ho eser kedushot. The Talmud says there are 10 levels of kedusha to Israel. And the Kodesh HaKodeshim is the highest level in Yerushalayim. It goes down and down and down. All of Eretz Yisrael has one level of Kedusha, etc. There are 10 levels of holiness. That's what I'm thinking about in Chutz Laretz. Atash mama b'li banim u'banot. But there are no children. So Baruch Hashem, this isn't true anymore. There are many children in Yerushalayim. Matay yishuvun v'yavoh b'toch olech. When God will you come and return to your ohel, to your tent? He has a little bit. Hamitavim shechon tachad ananaych. Livi yavel lechabek v'zerot efer tzech. I want to kiss the land. This is a reference to Gemara in Ksuvis that tells us that two of the Tanaim were leaving Israel, and when they crossed the border, they went back and can't leave. They kissed the land of Israel. The stone. There are people alive when they arrive in Lod Airport. They go on the ground and they kiss the ground of Israel. That's a special, wonderful thing to feel that you want to kiss the stones of the land of Israel, just like how. Lehabdil, I think. I imagine American soldiers, when they come back from Iraq or from a place like that, they probably kiss the stones of America too when they arrive. If you really appreciate the freedom and or the spiritual, the potential in Israel, the return, you would kiss the stones of Israel. So that's what he says. I'm desiring to kiss. They didn't have a chance. It was very, very hard. I mentioned something about the Tosafot, but they tried to go. They were killed on the way. They couldn't go. They go and kiss the stones. Oh, if only I could see Jerusalem that is rebuilt. Yerulitzafon v'yam govo. I can see the sea at the east and the west, everything growing, being built. It's beautiful. You see, we say it in the Shir Shal Yom on Mondays. forget the pasuk now, talking about the count of the buildings of Yerushalayim. They say one of the gedolim in Yerushalayim said, who used to walk around in Jerusalem and he used to count this building, that building, this building, that building. Every building that goes up in Yerushalayim is wonderful. We should be having a party. We're building new housing in Jerusalem. The fact that the housing is so expensive and you can't live there, you know, you have to be almost a millionaire to afford an apartment in Yerushalayim. On one hand, it's not so good, but on the other hand, it's wonderful. That there's so many Jews and the demand is, so that's, we should be jumping for joy whenever we build in the land of Israel. I await the comfort of God. Wake up. We say that, of course, on Friday night. And wake up from the ground. When we're going to return back to God. Okay, what we're going to do now is have two more keynote. You're going to have to skip. Okay, we're going to go to the last page here and say the one of the Holocaust. You know, see this one from the art school. They asked us to actually to put on every page the copyright used. So last year we did the one by Rabbi Rosenfeld. This is a short kina for the Holocaust composed by the Bubba of a Rebbe. And the English translation, I think you have on the page, it's the last page here on the thing that I handed out. But let's go through it. The rhyming, I'm sorry? What's the name? Zichruna v'konanu kol Yisrael, kochem yishma barama. It's not printed in the, it's printed in the art scroll. Obviously, this is where it comes. Anybody has an art scroll, it's on page 384. If you don't, if you have these books, so it's on the last page. Remember and lament, all of Israel, your voice is heard on high. Because, you know, Germany, in the middle of the war, in the war, they went to destroy our nation. We already have seen these things. In horrible deaths, with hunger and starvation and no drinking. Don't forget the Holocaust in any generation. And then we will merit to have consolation, just like the Gemara says. If you mourn for Jerusalem, you'll merit to go and rejoice with it. Zakatam will be chayatam sufim v'skurim v'akronim. Their cries and their screams, when they were all together like a can of sardines, really, in the cattle cars, katzon latevach yivlu, like sheep to the slaughter, the sreifa, to be burnt in the gas chambers. Kol shabam yizacher tamid lifnei shochem onim, their voice, their cry should be heard when the one above. Bekaram shma Yisrael, they cried out with the belief in God. Masru nafsham ladonei hadonim, they gave their souls to the master of the world. Roshe yeshivot v'talmidehem, great, great Torah scholars and their students. Hamunei amcha, and the average person, the regular person, they were all together. Hitler did not make any distinction between how religious you were and how, he didn't care about any of that. Only we care about that, unfortunately. Havidum b'inuyin kashim, they worked us hard in the labor camp. Hargum b'yad rama, with an evil outstretched arm. The mei yeladim rakim tzoakim elecha min adama. The blood of the children is crying to you from the ground. Nekom nikmat tafen hashim, avenged the blood of the women and the children. Lo techeya kol neshama. They wanted to wipe out, so there should be nobody left. Al sreifat alfei midrashot ubatei knesiyot, the burning of the thousands of our study halls and shuls, rivavot sifrei Torah v'lamdeha nekonem b'shiyot, the thousands or the multitudes of the Torah and the scholars, shehuba eish mikdashayel, hitzitu ve'einenu onen tzviyot, they burnt it all. You know, there were so many, I mean, I know this is really sounds almost trivial, but so many, you know, manuscripts of Gedolim were lost in the Holocaust. Great rabbis had written you know many Sfarim. The 1930s, they didn't have 100 copies, and they were all lost. And we know. And the Sri Deyesh, Rav Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, one of the great figures after the war, who passed away in 1966, I believe, in Switzerland. So his sefer Sri Deyesh means is the remnants of the fire. And what he quotes together, he lost like most of his stuff. What we have is his remnant. And his top student, Rav Eliezer Berkowitz, well known in Chicago later on. So he was his top student in Germany. And he wrote him the letter that if any of the students have any of the tshuvas that they may have on their own, they should send it to him. The Sri Deyesh, he lost so much. There were thousands of things. I know, of course, compared to the loss of a life. But we have to be cognizant of the loss of our Masorah, the loss of Torah that also happened because of the Holocaust. That's of course a pasuk in the Chumash that when you light a fire you have to pay all the damages. So there's a lot of damages they have to pay. You know, by the way, Rav Soloveitchik and others were against all the German reparations money, that lest they think by paying us money that can be an atonement. That is a blasphemy to the name of God that they can kill 6 million and pay us a few billion dollars. Oh, they're our friends now. So Rav Soloveitchik was opposed to accepting of the reparations money. I guess for practical reasons, most people, okay, I understand, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. Other rabbis, they, you know, didn't feel like that. But there is this notion, how they have to pay, and they can't pay with a little bit of trade. Zaku shamayim v'adamal alfei ariyot mitzvei Torah. The heavens were crying. Artsot Europa v'kilotea, lands of Europe, nochlei, the inheritors of mekaimei ha-misara, those who kept our misara going. You can hear the rhyming, of course. Miyom galinim eretzenu, again, lo haya kazeh kilion ra. From the time we're exiled, there was no greater tragedy than the Holocaust. Rachem al sheiretenu, God have mercy on the remnants, that's us. Habeit na min ha-shamayim, look down from heavens, l'machanot ha-kedoshim, the holy Jewish people, that we can come here on Tisha B'Av and show our faith in God is amazing. And God has to take our Tisha B'Av and convert it into a holiday. P'eser ki yotzei Mitzrayim. They killed 10 times, 600,000 left Egypt, 6 million were killed. Komein beit kodshenu, God rebuild our holy temple, v'nachmenu b'kiflayim, give us double the comfort, Romemenu lift us up, Ahavienu l'tzion, Yerushalayim, and bring us to Zion and Jerusalem. The last kina will say, and I, for lack of time, I'm not really gonna go through it and explain it. The page before, Eli Tzion, the last of the kina that of course we stand for, and in it's our traditional tune that it's like a woman in birth pangs. So when you have the pains of birth, there's of course hope for the future, and it talks about what we lost in the Beit HaMikdash, the exile, the Sanhedrin, all the things that went on in the Mikdash, like losing the love of youth that can't be replaced, like a woman. So as we rise to say it, let us hope that our prayers for rebuilt of Yerushalayim, that the pains that we've suffered for thousands of years should all be lead us to the joy, p'eser, 10 times as much joy as the pain, that we should be zocheh to really, we're almost there, we just have to do our part to bring it more to Yerushalayim Habaniyah and the end of Tisha B'Av as we know it.